The News at Noon is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It's 63 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. economy grew in September, a better-than-expected rise. Government data showing 254,000 jobs were added last month. Jobs were also revised in July and August. Labor Department Acting Secretary Julie Hsu says it is further evidence that the U.S. continues to recover from the economic storm triggered by the pandemic.
Overall, when we look at the state of the economy, we know that the jobs are out there. And a lot of jobs are, you know, they're jobs that we haven't seen in this country really ever because of the investments that we're making now. So clean energy, for example.
Healthcare, food and services and construction saw some of the biggest gains. After 2 days of striking, 40,000 dock workers returning to more than a dozen ports, their union and the U.S. Maritime Alliance coming to a tentative agreement on wages and will take up the issue of automation after the new year. Former President Trump will be on the ground in Georgia today. He'll meet with Governor Brian Kemp, Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in Michigan. This is ABC News. Life resuming in Taiwan after a strong typhoon battered parts of the country.
And now the cleanup. The typhoon made landfall in the major port city of Kaohsiung, packing gusts of 101 miles per hour. The slow-moving storm had doused eastern and southern parts of the island over the past 5 days, forcing thousands to evacuate from mountainous or low-lying areas. Schools and government offices shut for 2 days. All domestic flights canceled. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Nibby the beaver is staying put. The two-year-old has lived at the Newhouse Wildlife Rescue in Massachusetts most of her life, but the state's Division of Wildlife was set to go to court to force Nibby to be released. The government of Massachusetts, though, stepping in with an order making Nibby an educational beaver, which means she can stay at the rescue forever. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, the People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 63 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for some clouds early, then sunshine, a high of 70. Tonight, mainly clear and chilly, a low of 42, and tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, and turning unusually warm for October with a high of 80. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 44, it's 63 degrees.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. It's tailgate time. Nathan's Angus Beef Franks, 11 ounces, $3.75. Bachler's Fully Cooked Brats, $4 a pound. Beef Sirloin Kebab Meat, $7 a pound. Smithfield Baby Back Ribs, $2.75 a pound. Hormel Flavored Pork Tenderloins, $2 a pound. Old Wisconsin Brats, 24-ounce package, $7.75. Cut Up Chicken Pieces, 85 cents a pound, or case price of 75 cents a pound. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Good afternoon. It's 12:08 in Richland Center and 64 degrees. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A body matching the description of a missing Madison woman has been recovered. Brooke Stratton hadn't been seen in 3 days. Police Chief Sean Barnes says a body was recovered from a pond near Monroe Street in Lewis Court. The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office will identify the body. Police are questioning a possible suspect who is in custody on charges unrelated to the case. One person is dead and another injured in a one-vehicle crash on the interstate in Sauk County. Yesterday afternoon, the crash occurred on I-90 eastbound at 100-mile marker near Lake Delton. The vehicle was being operated eastbound, went out of control, rolled over, and came to rest in the median. At this time, one occupant is deceased and one was transported by helicopter. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris campaigned Thursday night in the birthplace of the Republican Party. During her stop in Ripon, Harris says Donald Trump violated the oath to uphold the Constitution by not accepting the results of the 2020 election. Former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney says Harris will be able to unite the nation and she'll be a president who will defend the rule of law. The visit was Harris's fifth to the battleground state since launching her campaign in July. A Portage County man is being held on a high cash bond for allegedly threatening to kill Vice President Kamala Harris and other Democrats. 56-year-old Robert Arnold allegedly made the threat in a voicemail message to the office of U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. In the message, Arnold threatens Harris, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, State Representative Katrina Shanklin, and a Portage County supervisor who is running for state assembly. Arnold is being held on a $50,000 cash bond and will be back in court later this month to be formally charged with terrorism. His arrest comes as the U.S. Department of Homeland Security warns of a heightened threat environment ahead of the presidential election. The investigation into Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney's handling of the city's ballot drop box is now in the hands of the Wisconsin Department of Justice. DOJ personnel conducted interviews at Wausau City Hall Wednesday. That's the same day Wisconsin Democracy Campaign Executive Director Nick Ramos accompanied several Wausau residents to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Wisconsin in Madison. Ramos said they've asked for a review of Dinney's actions and that he be held accountable if any laws were broken. Dinney maintains he did nothing wrong when he wheeled the unsecured drop box into his office nearly 2 weeks ago. Wausau's city clerk had the box installed for use this past Monday, and it remains unclear what, if any, penalties Dinney may face. The Wausau City Council will consider a resolution regarding the drop box at its regular meeting Tuesday. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are trying to get the upper hand with working-class voters in the closing weeks of the presidential campaign. Harris is visiting the union stronghold of Flint, Michigan today. Organized labor has been a bedrock of Democratic support, but Harris has been unable to secure endorsements from unions that backed Joe Biden 4 years ago. Trump is eager to make inroads with unions in the election. He's heading to Georgia while he'll appear with Governor Brian Kemp in North Carolina today. Wisconsin election clerks referred more than two dozen instances of suspected fraud and other voting irregularities to prosecutors over the last year. The Wisconsin Elections Commission presents an annual report on suspected election fraud and other voting irregularities to the legislature. The commission was set to approve a report detailing incidents between July 2023 and September 2024 during a meeting today. The report notes clerks referred 30 incidents to prosecutors during that time, including almost 20 cases of someone voting twice. Three Republican lawmakers from Northeast Wisconsin have a plan to prevent retirement income from being taxed. State Representatives David Steffen of Howard and Joel Kitchens of Sturgeon Bay and State Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara of Appleton will introduce the 2025 Tax-Free Retirement Act when the legislative session starts in January. The bill would exempt $75,000 of retirement income from state income taxes for single filers, $125,000 for those married joint filers. Governor Tony Evers vetoed similar legislation this year, citing concerns about draining the state's reserves. A new report finds huge challenges looming for Wisconsin's elder care industry. The number of Wisconsinites 75 and older is expected to increase by nearly 75% over the next 20 years, according to the study by Forward Analytics, the research arm of the Wisconsin Counties Association. Researcher Kevin Dospoy says by 2030, the state is looking at an additional 33,000 new beds that will be needed just to keep our current ratio of essentially 194 beds for every 1,000 people over the age of 75. As of last year, the state totaled about 80,000 beds in nursing homes and assisted living facilities. A listeria outbreak across the country is raising concerns about how deli meats are regulated. Yovana Kavasevic is a listeria expert who says there's room for improvement.
Consumers would benefit and the industry would benefit in terms of having the ability to look openly for listeria as opposed to fearing if they find any positive what's going to happen.
She says people should store meat to the right temperature and cook it thoroughly.
There's just certain foods that are higher risk foods, and if you're in that vulnerable group, you want to avoid those foods. So we really need to do better to engage consumers in these discussions.
The recent listeria outbreak linked to deli meat killed 10 people and made 59 other people sick across the country. As many as 82 Wisconsin projects tied to clean energy could qualify for tax incentives under the Inflation Reduction Act. Wind turbine technicians and solar installers are the fastest growing occupations in the U.S., but union leaders say more people need to be aware of the opportunities. Emily Protzkow of the Wisconsin Building Trades Council says they'll offer good jobs.
I think there maybe are some old ideas about what working in the trades means. These are not temporary jobs. These are meant to be careers, excellent pay, flexibility, and we are rising to meet that.
As temperatures start to cool off for good in the area, pest control specialists are sharing tips on how to keep little critters out of your home. With the colder weather, pests like bees, mice, and spiders may start to look for ways into your home as they seek shelter in warmer areas. Specialists say the best way to keep those critters out is to take preventative steps early, like ensuring windows and pipes around the home are sealed. Experts also recommend traps and chemical deterrents if those critters keep finding ways inside. A routine inspection by the U.S. Department of Agriculture on conditions of animals in the care of UW Enzyme researchers resulted in a handful of citations. The inspection report shows one non-critical and four critical citations regarding human error in several procedures performed on primates. In one critical incident, a group of macaques damaged a door separating them from another group. The primates were able to interact, resulting in injuries. UW-Madison says corrective measures have been taken. Need to rent a car? When reaching out to rental car companies to book a rental, the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau warns to take extra steps to be sure you're talking with the right person. BBB Scam Tracker is receiving reports of con artists impersonating rental car company representatives. They claim to be able to get you a deal on your rental, but it's really a way to trick you into paying hundreds of dollars for a car that doesn't exist. How the scam works, you search for a rental car company online and dial the phone number that appears at the top of the results. A customer service representative answers and explains that you are in luck. The company is offering a special promotion. If you pay for your rental up front using a gift card or prepaid debit card, you can get a significant discount. It seems odd, but the representative insists that the deal is a partnership with the gift or prepaid debit card provider. You purchase the cards and share the PIN with the representative. The special offer is a scam and the rental car doesn't even exist. To avoid a rental car con, never make payments with prepaid debit cards or gift cards. Use contact information listed directly on the business's website instead of relying on an internet search for customer support phone numbers. Beware of sponsored links. Fake websites sometimes pop up in your web browser's sponsored ad section and appear at the top of the search results. When in doubt, verify special deals directly with the company. For more information, contact the Wisconsin BBB at bbb.org/Wisconsin or 1-800-273-1002. For more information, contact the Wisconsin BBB at... You can also find more information about how to protect yourself from scams by following the Wisconsin BBB on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Attorney General Josh Call will not be able to use sealed documents from the Milwaukee Archdiocese bankruptcy case to investigate sex crimes. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports a federal judge ruled last month that the AG's office will not be allowed access to records that were sealed a decade ago in the wide-ranging bankruptcy case involving settlements with victims of clergy abuse. Call argued the files would remain confidential and not be released to the public, and the Archdiocese was failing to provide records in his investigation. Judge Michael Haffinger said the files were sealed to protect victims. He ruled the DOJ failed to provide sufficient reason to breach that confidentiality and did not indicate how it would notify all the victims whose files were being opened. Firefighters spent roughly 21 hours fighting a fire at a La Crosse area business Tuesday into Wednesday. Town of Campbell Fire Chief Nate Melby says high winds made the fire even more difficult to fight. Melby says the fire at the Omaha Track Railroad Tie Recycling Yard on French Island is the largest industrial fire in the community's history. There were no injuries or fatalities as a result of the fire. No damage estimates are available yet, and an investigation into the cause of the fire is ongoing. It's 63 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. It's Center Colorfest weekend. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
It's 65 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1222. An array of activities begin today in Richland Center and run through Sunday as part of Centerfest. It's Richland Center's homecoming. The Richland Center Homecoming Parade will step off at 2:55 this afternoon in downtown Richland Center. The parade marshal will be 1974 graduate Ron Fruit. Two alumni are also being honored as outstanding alumni, Irvin Peckham from the class of 1962, and Rob Rennish from the class of 1989. In high school, Irv lettered in football, track, and wrestling, and was president of the student council his senior year. Following graduation, he earned an MA in English at UW-Madison. While at Madison, he became involved in civil rights and anti-war demonstrations. Following his studies at UW-Madison, he moved to Canada with a Ph.D. fellowship at McMaster University, where he fell in love with teaching and shifted from the Ph.D. program to earn a Bachelor of Education degree at the University of Toronto. After earning his B.E., he took a teaching job at a high school in California. After receiving his Ph.D., he went on to teach at the University of Nebraska, Omaha, Louisiana State University, and then Drexel University in Harrisonburg, Virginia. He has been teaching an undergraduate writing class at James Madison University. Rob Rennish attended UW-Richland following his high school graduation and then UW-Whitewater, where he received a degree in business. He started his career in the restaurant and hotel industry, working as a manager at Hardee's, the Springs Golf Club Resort, as well as a director of operations for Call Enterprises, overseeing operations at the White House, Arthur's, and Fitzgerald's. In 1995, he co-founded Center Court, a screen printing and embroidery business in Richland Center. In the early 2000s, he became co-owner of Cornerstone Court, a business rental complex. In 2009, he became an area developer for TK Midwest Development of the Tilted Kilt franchise throughout the Midwest. More recently, Rob became a financial advisor for PCB Wealth Management at the People's Community Bank. Rob also helped establish GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, and served on its board of directors as president for many years. A reception for Irv and Rob will be held in the West Commons at the high school before the football game. The Hornets will host River Valley in tonight's homecoming football game at 7. Hill Country Classic Power's annual Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show at the Richland County Fairgrounds will begin this afternoon at 4. You are invited to view classic restored tractors, trucks, cars, and other vehicles all weekend. A parade of vehicles will be held at the fairgrounds Saturday at 4. Admission to the show is free. The Greater Richland Area Chamber and local downtown businesses will host its annual Wine and Beer Walk tonight. It will be followed by a dance party at the Phoenix Center from 8:30 to 11:30. And activities will continue throughout the weekend, including the annual Canyon of Lights Parade tomorrow night at 7. The Ithaca School District will hold its final informational session Sunday in regards to a referendum question that will appear on November's election ballot. The question will be asking voters to authorize the Ithaca School District to exceed the revenue limit by $1.3 million per year for 4 years for non-recurring purposes. Topics of discussion will include the two major reasons for the ask and the impact it will have on residents if passed. Those attending the session are also welcome to voice their opinions and concerns, as well as ask any questions they may have. Sunday's session will be held at 11:30 at the Willow Valley Church Hall. Navigating reproductive and abortion care in Wisconsin since the 2022 Dobbs decision has hinged around an 1849 law, full abortion prohibition, and court rulings. The League of Women Voters of Appleton Fox Cities will host a panel presentation webinar Monday to assess the current status of the issue. The virtual webinar, Reproductive Health Care in Wisconsin, will take place from 6:30 to 8 on Zoom. Featured speakers will include Dr. Kathy King, Chief Medical Officer for Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, Michelle Valquez, Chief Strategist for Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, and Dr. Anna Igler, a local OBGYN physician. Moderating the discussion will be LWV of Wisconsin President Dorothy Skye, a retired OBGYN physician. The panelists will participate in an informed, unscripted discussion of the issue. Time will be allowed at the end for audience questions. The program is open to the public at no charge. Registration on the League's website, lwvappletonfoxcities.org, is required to receive the Zoom link. The League of Women Voters of Appleton Fox Cities is nonpartisan and does not support or oppose any political party or candidate. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection invites Wisconsin dairy processors to apply for dairy processor grants through Monday. These grants aim to foster innovation, improve profitability, and sustain the long-term viability of Wisconsin's dairy processing facilities. A total of $500,000 is available for this year's dairy processor grants. Eligible applicants must operate a licensed dairy processing plant in Wisconsin that is engaged in pasteurizing, processing, or manufacturing milk or dairy products. Funding from these grants can be used to address a wide range of dairy business needs, such as food safety, staff training, plant expansion or modernization, and professional consulting services. Grants will be awarded for projects up to $50,000 and 2 years long. Processors must provide a match of 20% of the grant amount. Recipients will be chosen through a competitive selection process. More information and the grant application are available at datcp.wi.gov and click on the grants and funding applications must be submitted by Monday to datcpdadgrants@wisconsin.gov. Grant recipients will be announced in January. The makers of Monopoly are looking for Madison businesses and nonprofits to be a part of a special edition of the popular board game. Madison will be the first Wisconsin city to get its own version of Monopoly. Developers are taking suggestions about which businesses, nonprofits, and landmarks should appear on the game. They're keen on places that have credibility, community engagement, and have been around a long time. Monopoly Madison Edition will also have customized community chest and chance cards. It's 64 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hill Point is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arnesons.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's 28 minutes before 1 o'clock and 64 degrees on this Friday afternoon, October 4th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Rebecca A. Becky Kretschman, 68 of Boscobel, died August 4th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held this afternoon at 3 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home this afternoon from 1 to 3. Becky Kretschman is survived by her son, Kevin and Tara Duvet of Palmetto, Florida, two grandchildren, her mother, Darlene Munson of Rockford, Illinois, sibling, Carol and Sue Munson Jr. of Rockford, Illinois, a nephew and niece, and many cousins, aunts, and uncles. Also a special cousin and best friend, Bonnie Pasker of Sextonville. Rebecca A., Becky Kretschman, 68, of Boscobel. Rose Marie Fingerhut, 105, of Plain, died Saturday at Greenway Manor in Spring Green. A private service for the family will be held at a later date. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Rose Fingerhut include two sons, Ronnie and Bonnie of Spring Green, and Dale and Deb of Plain. Two daughters, Debbie and Les Ports of Lake Geneva, and Sherry and Jack Carpenter of Sauk City. Son-in-law, Jeff and Joan Sprecher of Spring Green. 10 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, numerous nieces and nephews, and other extended family members. Rose Marie Fingerhut, 105 of Plain. Shirley May Ng, 92, of Richland Center, formerly of Five Points, died Wednesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Five Points Lutheran Church, with burial to follow in the Five Points Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Monday from 4 until 6. Friends may also call at the Five Points Lutheran Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Shirley Ng is survived by three children, Wanda and Jim Harper of Farmington, Minnesota, Philip and Linda Ng of Wilson, and Julie and Brian Knable of La Crosse. Five grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren, other family members, Ronald Gander, Phyllis Spangler, and Avis and Herb Peterson, many nieces and nephews, and special friend Marge Craig. Shirley May Ng, 92, of Richland Center, formerly of Five Points.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows, custom made to order, with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Help.com.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14, Richland Center, is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional, friendly, stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance. If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Larry and Sherry Nelson, Larry and Susan Hallett, Mark and Ty Benson, Dick and Lorraine Dahlberg, Kirk and Jill Lair, and Mike and Cora Jacobson. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, dry air and high pressure pushing into the area, giving us plenty of sunshine now. Tomorrow should be fairly bright as well, but some clouds will increase in the afternoon tomorrow as a strong low pressure system sweeps through southern Canada. Most of the rain with that system will bypass us to the north and east later Saturday into early Sunday, but we could catch a couple of brief showers late Saturday evening just for a little bit, and rain amounts would be rather small, probably just a trace or a few hundredths of an inch. Otherwise, strong winds will be the rule this weekend out of the south tomorrow, and then west-northwest on Sunday, so be prepared for that. It'll turn cooler Sunday and last into Monday, but we'll see plenty of sunshine next week as a large dome of high pressure builds in and basically sits on top of us, just a slow warming trend throughout the week. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Generally sunny and nice with a high about 69 degrees, northeast wind between 5 and 10. Mainly clear and cool tonight as we drop down to 42, partly cloudy, breezy, and turning unusually warm tomorrow for this time of the year, high close to 80, south to southeast wind at 15 to 25. Saturday night, breezy with a 30% chance of a few light showers in the late evening, low about 51. On Sunday, partly cloudy to sunny, breezy and cooler with highs in the mid-60s, the wind out of the west-northwest 15 to 25. As we head into Monday, patchy frost possible early, mostly sunny and nice otherwise, low 37 with a high of 66. And Tuesday, a few spots of light frost early, sunshine continues, low 38 with a high of 68. Wednesday, the sun lingers. It's going to be slightly warmer, low about 42 with a high of 73. And next Thursday, mild with mostly sunny skies, low reaching 43 with a high of 74. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a sunny 64 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 74, our low this morning is 44. Our high so far today is 65. The record high for this date set in 1953 is 87. The record low 23 was set in 1974. Last year's high was 77 with a low of 61. Sunset tonight will be at 6:38 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:03. Currently in Richland Center, we have south-southwest winds 3 to 8 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.32, and we have received 4/100ths of an inch of rain early this morning. It's currently a sunny 64 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The University of Missouri goes all in on regenerative agriculture. Next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Missouri University Center for Regenerative Agriculture has attracted more than $40 million in grants to make agriculture more resilient in Missouri and beyond. Rob Myers heads the center.
We have these challenging times when food can be in short supply, and as we're facing more extreme weather, more severe droughts, other types of storms that are causing problems for food production, we can't count as much on having that regular food supply as we did in the past. So that's why it's really important to add resiliency to our farming systems. And if we do that, then we go forward, we see these challenging weather conditions, we'll be better able to deal with that and maintain our food supply, and hopefully keep food affordable for everyone.
Josh Payne is embracing resilient ag practices on his Concordia, Missouri farm.
Growing up here, I had no special attachment to this place or to this land. What happened eventually, when I kind of caught the soil health bug, we realized, man, land regeneration may be one of the most valuable jobs that we have on earth. If you can get soil right, then your crops are more profitable. If you can get soil right, then your animals and everything are more healthy.
The Center for Regenerative Agriculture has farmers controlling hundreds of thousands of farm acres in the state on the path to a more resilient future. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Harchi Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchi Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
The port workers' strike has been called off. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Once you plant Pioneer Brand Z-Series soybeans in your field, harvest will never be the same. Port workers have reached a tentative agreement to end a three-day work stoppage at East and Gulf Coast ports. Mike Steenhook with the Soy Transportation Coalition says having supply chain certainty is critical to the ag industry.
We're not just delivering soybeans and other agricultural products next door. We're delivering those products halfway around the world. So that means you've got to have a supply chain that is predictable and reliable.
U.S. Meat Export Federation CEO Dan Hallstrom says getting cargo moving out of these ports is crucial to the beef and pork export business.
We have a reputation globally as being a very reliable supplier to our customers all over the world. So in that regard, getting people back to work at these ports and getting cargo moving again is essential.
And the groups agreed to extend the master contract while they go back to the bargaining table to negotiate other issues. One of the longest operating carbon sequestration projects in the country has paused operations. Brownfield's Jared White has more.
Archer Daniels Midland confirmed in a statement to Brownfield the company has temporarily stopped CO2 injections at its Decatur, Illinois site as a proactive measure after detecting a suspected leak in one of its two monitoring wells. In late September, ADM notified EPA it detected potential brine movement between different wells around 5,000 feet deep. The company says there is no impact to surface or groundwater sources nor any threat to public health. In a statement to Brownfield, the U.S. EPA said it agreed with ADM's decision and has requested additional information about the nature of the leak and the company's plan for resuming operations. The agency says there is no threat to the public. EPA stated it'll provide updates as they're available. ADM was the first American company to be granted a carbon sequestration well permit by the EPA more than a decade ago. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
USDA's Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation says it will be months before the full impact of Hurricane Helene is known. Robert Bonney tells Brownfield numbers are expected to be big.
We can tell you within the path of the storm the amount of liability in RMA coverage we have. It's about $7 billion. So that was the uppermost of claims that you get in the immediate path, but the impacts are going to be much bigger.
Bonney says disaster reporting is not expected to be a quick process.
Starting to move staff within states. If there are parts of Georgia that weren't affected, we'll organize staff a little bit differently. And we're already starting to, we're planning on surging staff from headquarters in other parts of the country to the affected areas.
And he says USDA will lengthen the timeline for farmers and ranchers to report their losses. USDA is reporting a pair of export sales, unknown destinations, with 200,000 tons of U.S. corn and China buying 115,000 tons of soybeans. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Brownfield Market Updates bring you the story behind the numbers. Ag commodity trading might be volatile, but you can count on Brownfield to let you know not just what the prices are doing, but why the markets are making those moves. We bring you the breaking updates on what's driving the markets all session long, giving you the up-to-date info you need on what's impacting prices and how that affects your bottom line, whether that's today, tomorrow, or in the coming months. Stay tuned to your local Brownfield radio station for the new, now, and notable in the commodity markets.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Direct cash cattle trade is underway and cash hogs were not reported at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. A light round of direct cash cattle trade is underway. Live deals in the South are at $186. That's a dollar higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress business in the North has been quiet and a few bids have surfaced at $294. Asking prices are firm at $187 live in the South and $300 stressed in the North. We'll find out if playing the waiting game is worth it once more trade develops. Box beef is sharply higher at midday with good demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 256 at 302.36. Select up 385 at 287.14. At the Mitchell Livestock Market in South Dakota, light steers sold with a higher undertone. Heavy steers were higher. There was a lower undertone noted for light heifers, and heifers 900 to 950 pounds are $3 higher. The USDA says there weren't a lot of lightweight calves offered. Most heavy feeders were in large load lots and brought top dollar. Demand was good. Medium and large one feeder steers, 873 pounds, brought $236. Large ones, 1,150 to 1,191 pounds, brought $208 to $218.85. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 903 to 934 pounds, brought $214.25 to $228.75. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday with just a handful of negotiated purchases. Processors were pretty aggressive in their procurement efforts through midweek, and they likely have needed numbers on hand, which could lead to a lackluster day of business to end the week. The five-day rolling average for bears and gelts at the National Daily Direct is $77.21. The Iowa Minnesota's five-day rolling average is $78.25, and it's $77.99 at the Western Corn Belt. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday at $55 and $51. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $56 to $68. Bears and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $55. Boars ranged from $20 to $30 and $15 to $25. Pork values were lower at midday, down 77 cents at $94.03. Hams were sharply lower. Picnics, butts, and bellies were lower. Loins and ribs were higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Brownfield Ag News focuses on what matters to farmers, from what's happening in the field.
Our early planted crops had a lot of challenges with water.
To ag policy.
The farm bill, it looks like maybe in September, but maybe lame duck because we got to get the thing done.
Agriculture is also known for innovation, and Brownfield helps tell the story.
As we look at the hydrogen economy and utilizing our biofuels industry that we've developed in terms of new uses and new opportunities.
Brownfield Ag News. If it matters to farmers, it matters to us.
AgriAmerica's mobile app has been updated to enhance your listening experience. Our mobile app now allows you to follow your favorite podcast, quickly access our streaming channel, receive push notifications for your favorite on-air reports, and more. Download the AgriAmerica app today on your Android or Apple device. Just search AgriAmerica in your respective mobile device.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
Cattle futures are higher, hogs, corn, and soybeans are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition and why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down, continuing to monitor U.S. harvest activity and the planting conditions in Argentina and Brazil. China did buy 116,000 tons of new crop U.S. soybeans this morning. November beans are down 6 1/4 at 10.39 and 3/4. January 6 1/4 lower at 10.58 and a quarter. December soybean meals 90 cents lower at 331.70. December soybean oils down 42 points at 44.11. Corn's lower today. U.S. harvest conditions do look mostly clear, and there's rain in the forecast for some of the dry parts of Argentina and Brazil. Unknown picked up 198,000 tons of new crop U.S. corn ahead of the open. December's down 5 at 423 and a quarter, and March corn's down 5.5 at 440 and a half. And wheat's lower, with rain in the medium-term forecast for dry parts of Russia and Ukraine. Dry weather, though, ongoing issue in some U.S. hard red winter growing areas. December Chicago's 14.5 lower at 589. December Kansas City's down 13 at 598.5. December Minneapolis is 8.25 lower at 638. Live and feeder cattle are higher, with box beef up at midday, watching direct trade develop at higher than a week ago prices. Things are still pretty light, but they're up a dollar from last week on the live basis. December live's 47 higher at 186.87. February's up 17 at 187.92. With this lower move in corn, November feeders are up $1.02 at 249.15. And with pork lower at midday, December hogs are down 5 at 76.35, and February leans 7 cents lower at $80.07. The Dow's up about 190 points. John Perkins, Brownfield.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
How Unpicked Produce provides a sustainable solution for plastics. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Southwest Indiana-based AgroRenew, a bioplastics company, will turn produce that can't be sold in the food supply chain into a bioplastic that's better for the environment. Founder and CEO Brian Southern explains why produce like cantaloupe, watermelons, and pumpkins are a good fit.
We're making a bio-based PLA and a starch-based plastic. What's really nice with, you know, the rinds of the watermelon, cantaloupe, pumpkin, there's a good starch content, there's pectin, there's cellulose base, so those are chemical properties that we can utilize in our overall formula. It takes several different types of biosources to get all the necessary chemical elements to combine and blend together and then extrude out as a viable biodegradable resin plastic. So that those chemical elements in this give us a nice foundation for being one of the bio sources. And just, it's a heavy product, so being close to it just makes a lot of sense for us.
He says initially they plan to procure about 100 million pounds of food waste each season. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their